You are now on air.
Audio month day 3. The audio date is 11.03.2019. Current time is 05:51 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And yes, I do have the morning coffee here for this day 3 of, what are we calling this? National Podcast Month, or Podcast Post Month. It's, what's the hashtag? Let me find it here so I can pronounce it. NaPodPobo, 30-day audio challenge. It's an audio month here for this November 2019, and I'm just waking up and I've got the morning coffee. I'm Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor, as well as over there on Tweet, where I just did my tweets for the morning. And they're pretty much, I have this little morning ritual. If I do, for the most part, I get up and I end up saying, I tweet, "Good morning all in Tioga County, New York." That's the county I live in the southern tier of upstate New York. Tweet on Twitter and have fun. And I am having fun. I'm making this audio here for NaPodPobo. I think by the end of the month, I'll have it rolling off my lips here to post up there. But I always put a positive hashtag, positive start to the day, and hashtag PSTTD. And then after that, I go, I always say, live life and have fun with a little smiley. Again, hashtag positive start to the day, and hashtag PSTTD, which stands for positive start to the day. And then there's always a thought. I try and get a thought in there, and this one is from Florence Nightingale. I attribute my success to this. I never give or take any excuse. So, of course, you can always give an excuse for a fail, because we're always going to fail to succeed. That's sort of an outlook I have. But I'm waking up this morning with the morning coffee, and day 3, and so we're committed to this, folks. We're committed to this national podcast post month, and I'm waking up this morning to find that I have a new follower. Now, see, this is the result of getting in on this audio challenge. You get to meet some people, and this one is a big one. This is the actual founder of the NaPodPobo, Jennifer. And let me see if I can pronounce the last name, Jennifer. Rete. And she's down there in San Antonio, Texas. And I'm like, wow, this is the founder. And so I had to follow her right back. And she's engaged in the Twitter feed of NaPodPobo, the audio month. I like calling it the audio month, the 30-day challenge. And I just favored a tweet of hers, and is more so for the picture there of the train running into the kids thing. But I guess let me go over this one real quick. I'm lying in bed listening to a group feed of NaPodPobo, bursted into laughter, which I did after seeing the picture when I heard Ryan from, I'll give Ryan a plug here, at Jump2 Lightspeed, say that he figures his NaPodPobo attempts will be a train wreck, and the train is going right into this kid's face. That's funny. So thank you, Jennifer. You're listening. It's obvious from your Twitter feed, and I greatly appreciate it. It's great to be here for the National Podcast Post Month, 12 years in the making. The original audio challenge that I got started over there on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, when all the booers used to, that's what we called ourselves, the booers did this challenge. And then there was they had a challenge called February, which was a 30-day challenge. But I occasionally do 30-day challenges, but I wanted to come back to the original audio month to do the challenge. And the challenges, folks, and I said it in the last two audios for the last 2 days, is 30 days, 30 audios. You know, 1 day a week, okay? You know, and then I did my marathon analogy there. You know, you just don't do a couple and say you know you finished it. You didn't finish it. You know, when you run a marathon, you run the whole 26 miles. You just don't run a couple miles at that rate. But currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York, I like talking about the weather. It's 30 degrees Fahrenheit. It doesn't feel like that. It's that cold. Of course, I got my fleece on. It keeps me comfortable here in this old house. And let's see, the sun is going to rise this morning on day three of Na Pod Pomo. I actually said that without looking at the screen to mouth the words. Let's see, sun will be rising at 06:41, which is in a little less than an hour, and it'll be setting at 4:59 p.m. Of course, the title of this particular submission to Audio Month 2019, it's clocks turn back now. We turned our clocks back 1 hour overnight here in the southern tier of upstate New York, and I think throughout most of the United States here, as well as this side of the world, 1 hour. So I sort of slept in a little bit, it looks like, even though I was up with Max a couple times for him to do his doggy thing, but it's sort of weird. Currently, well, that clock says 6, but let's see, what's my regular, whoop, I'm just getting my watch here. Yeah, it's about 2 minutes to 6. I still haven't changed my wristwatch. It says 6:57, but it's actually 5:58, so I'll have to change that. So we're in sync with the rest of the world that I think the UK turned their clocks back last month and whatnot. And one of our friends over there, well, actually two friends, because like I said, Jennifer, I'm following her on Twitter now. And where is she as far as that goes? Where is it? And she is at her Twitter handle is @epodcaster. She's an entrepreneur, I believe, of sorts, which there's a lot of them on this thing called the internet. And let's see, what's their bio? Living the dream, entrepreneur, podcaster, social media gal, adventurer, founder of Na Pod Promo, host of hashtag podcast chat. And Texas PodCon organizer. Okay, I'm gonna be checking out, and I'm following you, Jennifer, and I appreciate you following me back. And another person that we picked up following here on this thing, on the Twitter, at Twitter, is someone that sort of, I'm gonna take it as a compliment, and that's David Lee of at the Love Bug. He sort of says that I am a podcaster, and I don't consider my pod, but that's just me. Like I said, Dave, you want to call me a podcaster? Thank you, sir, and I take that as a compliment. Eventually, I'll get there to be a real podcaster. Well, yeah, I know. I don't want to get into discussion. You say I'm a podcaster? Okay. I just think I'm just having fun here on this thing called the internet, doing the audio thing. So I greatly appreciate that as far as... on the Twitter, the tweet that you sent me. And also Simon over there in the David Lee, he's over in the UK. He said he's from over there in the UK, and you can tell by the, you know, if you can't tell listening, you know, I don't think I met him, but I sort of, you know, and I'm not, it's not a profile, just a, you know, people listen to me and they think I'm from in some cases I'm either from the Boston area, or else I'm down in the South, depending. You know, we all have different dialects, I guess. But Simon, who is also over there in the UK, that'd be at SM2N. I listened to your audio, your day two, so you're on a you're foraging forward there on this audio month two, Simon. I'm glad to see you on board. You're talking very good audio, and mine yesterday was everybody has something to say, and Simon had something to say, even though they didn't think it was very interesting. He listens to, sometimes I think I'm just babbling, but he says he enjoys listening to my babble, and he doesn't take it as babble. Just he's being informed of what I'm doing in my part of the world, and as such was he yesterday, as far as talking about he has two young children. I had, and it brought a flashback of when I was raising my two young children. They're two young adult children now, or two young, yeah, they're young adult children now, and they're out on their own, and but Simon's are still in the learning process, so it was interesting. And you taking the video game away, Simon. I've done that with my children. It's like, that's a tough call as a parent, because you know, you just don't want to. You think it's gonna. It's teaching the child, I guess, is what I'm getting at. It's teaching, and they learn. And I think that was a good audio that you shared with us yesterday. So it was very good as far as listening to that, and I greatly appreciate it. But the big thing is the clocks are turned back, so I sort of like the clocks being turned back to them not being turned back. They get, you know, come springtime we'll be moving them forward an hour, and I think there's I don't think it's really gotten traction, but there's talk here in the United States to just completely get away with it, get away from it and stuff. So I don't know how that's going to work, as far as it's something that you are so used to doing and then you don't do it anymore, and that, I think it's, but we've been turning our clocks back since back, I think it's just before, I don't know, I'd have to Google that, I'm not sure. I'm just still waking up here, and it's back, it has to be going back to the World War II days and stuff, so they're back in that time frame. So but they are turned back, and it's going to be a little bit, that means the sun will be setting at 4:59, but if it was yesterday it would have been 5:59, because the sun is setting an hour or a minute later each time as we go towards the winter solstice, to where the days are getting shorter until, I think it's the 23rd of December of such, to where we start gaining, and we move towards the ever-changing time. And, you know, we throw our clocks back an hour, and it's not really changing time. We're just modifying it a little bit. But time marches on. You cannot stop time. I don't think the physics will be developed even in our lifetime or the next couple of lifetimes to control time in a sense. So there have been, there's probably attempts at doing so and whatnot. I think only in science fiction movies and books that we can, you know, Star Trek, I guess, it comes to mind that they would take the Enterprise and whip around the sun to go back in time in some of the earlier episodes of the original Star Trek series, which actually I think this month, or no, it's not until January, I think. I'm getting ahead of myself here, that the new Star Trek series Discovery comes out, which is a great series, and I'm following on the CBS Access. So just wanted to wake up here, good morning, on this audio month day three for National Podcast Month, Na Pod Po Mo. And we're off and running, and I've been babbling here for about 15 minutes, and I did have something to say. Again, greatly appreciate Jennifer for following me, and as well as David Lee and Simon. Greatly appreciate it. It's so far, I mean, we're 3 days into the pod poll, pod promo. And it's already a big success as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to go ahead and exit stage left here and finish the rest of my coffee. Get this posted up and get moving. And today's the last day of a work cycle for the day job. And we'll be talking to you all in the next audio here on this audio month of Na Pod Pomo. Take care. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.